This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Sweeping the country now is a new paradigm of healthcare. It's called direct primary care, or DPC, and some of you may already be involved in such a program. What you do is you pay a monthly fee to a physician or a physician's group, and it covers all your normal doctor visits or blood tests or simple procedures, either at zero cost or very small incremental costs, such as an additional $5 or maybe $10. And you're paying the physician directly a monthly fee. It's kind of like a club or an enrollment. It's not really an insurance plan. It's more of just averaging costs across a large group of people for things that you know you're going to need. So it's not catastrophic insurance in case you have a major injury or in case you are diagnosed with cancer. This is covering all the simple basic things. You go to a doctor, you need to have something looked at, you need to have a mole removed, or your kid's got the flu, these kinds of things. So direct primary care provides these basic services at very, very low cost compared to the traditional system of so-called healthcare, which is a total joke, because all it is, it's a hyper-inflated healthcare profiteering system. I'm talking about the typical system with health insurance, where most of the money and resources that are spent in the system are spent pushing paper. So if you go to a doctor, just a typical, normal situation where you have health insurance, well, they have to hire a massive staff to process your procedures and to process the paperwork and send it to the insurance companies and try to get reimbursement from the insurance. And it turns out that I've heard doctors say they spend 80% of their resources dealing with paperwork instead of providing healthcare services. So under this direct primary care model, you no longer deal with health insurance, and the doctor doesn't have to deal with that either. You cut out the paper pushers, who, let's face it, are not really adding anything to this whole process. You cut out the paper pushers, and you get direct primary care from your physician for pennies on the dollar. It's very, very affordable. Some of these plans are $70 a month. You're like, what? $70 a month, you have unlimited visits. Yeah, they offer things like 24/7 on-call physician if you have a phone call or a question. Again, unlimited visits, unlimited issues, other forms of support, huge discounts on prescription drugs that are common. So in a sense, they are their own pharmacy as well, or sometimes they partner with other pharmacies to provide this. When you cut out the insurance companies, the middlemen in all this, the savings are astronomical, and it just shows you how much waste and fraud there is in the old paradigm of healthcare. It's really not about healthcare. It's really about paper pushing and overinflated prices for prescription drugs, by the way, which generate kickbacks to the doctors so that they have an incentive to prescribe more of those drugs and so on. Well, direct primary physicians or direct primary care physicians, they don't deal with any of that. They don't profit from kickbacks. They profit from just having more and more people enrolled in the system. And when you're enrolled, you get access to all of these services at a very reasonable fee. Now, of course, it doesn't cover if you are in a car accident, for example, and you go to the emergency room. That's obviously not part of this plan. This is for day-to-day common physician services, doctor visits, the mundane stuff that really accounts for about 90% of healthcare visitations and doctors' time. So this system is working very, very well. I've heard doctors who run such systems even interviewed on Sean Hannity's show, the Hannity.com radio show, which is very popular. And I've seen stories about this, and we've written about it from time to time as well. And people are astonished at how little it costs to be involved. For example, one of the things that these doctors offer is stitching up a cut or a wound if you need stitches. You know, let's say somebody drops a glass on the floor and you're trying to pick it up and you slice your hand. So you need stitches. You go to your primary care physician, doesn't cost you anything. You get stitches and they might charge you literally a dollar, you know, or maybe it's $2 or even $5, depends on the program. But let's say it's five. For $5, you go in, you see this doctor, you get stitches, done. You go do that in a normal hospital with the insurance companies and everything. That's like $500. You know what I mean? They can charge you anything because they're billing the insurance companies. And the insurance payment system suffers from the problem called third-party payer. Third-party payer means that when you have health insurance and you go see your doctor, you don't price shop because you're not paying if you have health insurance. The insurance company is paying. And so you as a consumer are not trying to get the best price or even the best service. You don't care what it costs. You just want the service completed on you, but you don't care what it costs. And so doctors who operate with insurance companies, they inflate everything and they try to run a bunch of lab tests that you don't need. So they're drawing blood. You don't need it. What's the point of that? Well, it's so they can bill the insurance company for all the lab tests that you don't need because they get paid $400 for that lab test or $200 for another lab test. So you ever had that where you go in, this is drawing blood from you like crazy. You don't need any of that stuff. It's BS. It's total medical quackery in most cases. They're just doing it to get paid. And sometimes they order an MRI. Well, what's the point with, oh, well, they make another, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 because they own the MRI. So they have an MRI wing in that hospital and that's their profit center. So they order an MRI for everybody or a CAT scan for everybody. No matter what, you come in, they're going to get some kind of scan. What's the point of that? That's to make money. You're the guinea pig. You're the pincushion. And that system is, of course, just rife with fraud and abuse and cost overruns. But when you are in charge of making the decisions of what you're buying, when you're paying the monthly fee to a doctor's group and you're getting this direct primary care model, you're paying the money and the doctors are responsible to you. There's no insurance company in the middle. There's no third-party payer. Much of modern medicine is a financial scam. And it's so true even in mental health and addiction treatment. Oh my God. The stories that I've heard from people in the lab environment. You know, I run a mass spec laboratory. We're a food science lab. But a lot of my colleagues and people that I interact with, and when I go to mass spec training classes and seminars, or I'm dealing with application specialists, sometimes I'm helping other people. Most of the mass spec industry is actually clinical blood analysis, or it is pharmaceutical analysis. There aren't that many food labs in America. There really aren't. My food lab, CWCLabs.com, is one of the very few forensic food laboratories. There are so few of us that we get called on big questions by other labs that want questions answered about food contamination methodology for, let's say, heavy metals in infant formula and things like that. We actually take some of those calls and help out other labs as we can. But I hear from a lot of colleagues that they're talking about the clinical side of laboratory testing. And there are all these addiction treatment centers. The addiction treatment centers, you know, I don't want to sweep them all with the same or paint them all with the same brush here, but there may be some good ones out there. But by and large, they are just profit generating centers that make money doing blood analysis and looking for intoxicants, or I don't know what they call them, recreational drugs. They've got a list of compounds, you know, everything from cocaine and meth and so on. And they use the same instrument that we use, a triple quad mass spec. But they're running people's blood serum, which personally I wouldn't touch. I don't want to touch other people's blood, but they do it and it's a profit center. So a lot of these addiction treatment centers, their profit scam is really billing Medicare and Medicaid and health insurance companies for all these tests, whether a patient needs them or not. There's a lot of fraud in the system. So it's addiction treatment and also mental health. A lot of the mental health treatment centers nationwide are really just in the business of dragging people through a 30-minute session or a 45-minute session that may or may not do anything for them, but they can bill the insurance companies. So the direct primary care model eliminates so much of that waste. I've even heard ads for, there's like a some group, I forgot the name, where you can pay a monthly fee and you can call a psychologist to talk to at any time. like if your political party doesn't win the election and you're totally flipped out, you can, which will probably happen soon to half the country. I don't know which half, but everybody can call this group and you can pay a monthly fee and you can spill your guts on the phone to some person on the other side who's like a licensed psychologist. That's a direct care kind of model. It's very affordable. Instead of going to a mental health facility and having an insurance company and having everything totally inflated and paying people to push paper and so on. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if you ran that business, by the way, as a side note, if you ran the mental health, like unlimited calls for, I don't know what it is, $200 a month. I mean, there must be some people that just call that line every hour of every day. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my gosh, here we go. That person again. Oh, Bob. Bob's got issues. Bob's on the phone 6 hours a day crying. You know, it's got to be, oh my gosh. Anyway, bottom line is that direct care is a model that works. It's affordable. It eliminates the middlemen, the paper pushers, the insurance companies, and it makes healthcare services more directly affordable. So I think the model for healthcare in America in the future is really direct care, you know, monthly membership types of systems, with some additional affordable catastrophic health insurance add-ons, which was the whole point of insurance anyway. The very definition of healthcare insurance has been bastardized over the years recently. A lot of people think, well, I got to have health insurance to go see a doctor about a flu or to go get stitches. No, that's not insurance. That's just regular, everyday, normal type stuff. That's not insurance. It's like you don't buy insurance to put gas in your car or to rotate your tires. That's just maintenance. Maintenance is not something that insurance applies to. It's like with your house. You don't buy insurance to, you know, oil the doorknobs and fix the roof tiles. I mean, I hope you don't buy insurance for that. You buy insurance if your house burns down. And you buy health insurance if something major catastrophic happens, like, oh, you have cancer or you lose a limb in an accident, you have a catastrophic accident. That's what insurance means. And so we should eliminate the very idea of insurance for routine primary care types of visits, and we should save insurance for the things that really matter, that really are catastrophic. That's what insurance is intended for, and that's how it should be used. And when you approach it that way, the whole system is more affordable for everyone. And even doctors like it better because then they don't have to deal with insurance companies. So check out and look for this in your local area. You might find a doctor's group offering this in your area. I know there are groups all over the country that do this in every major city. So check it out. And thank you for listening. Read my website at naturalnews.com. But remember, the best medicine is being healthy and eating healthy and eating superfoods. So if you want clean, laboratory verified superfood, go to my online store, healthrangerstore.com. Everything we sell is laboratory tested. We have the cleanest product selection in the world, over 700 different products, and we laboratory verify and test everything for safety. So check it out, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.